four NFL players arrested over the weekend. By Warner Todd Houston on May 17, 2020. The National Football League had a bad day this weekend when four players were taken into police custody on Saturday, stemming from three different incidents. In one incident, wide receiver Cody Latimer was arrested and charged with assault and gun charges Saturday after he was accused of assaulting someone in an apartment building in Douglas County, Colorado, NBC Sports reported. Latimer, who only just signed with the Washington Redskins, was booked on charges of assault in the second degree, menacing, illegal discharge of a firearm, prohibited use of a weapon, and reckless endangerment. He posted a $25,000 bond at the Douglas County Detention Facility where he was detained. Later that evening, Buffalo Bills defensive lineman Ed Oliver was arrested in Houston, Texas, and charged with DWI and unlawfully carrying a weapon. The player was reportedly pulled over for impaired driving after someone called in a tip to the police. Oliver was apparently drunk, had open alcohol in his car, but no illegal drugs were discovered in the vehicle. Oliver opted for a blood draw in lieu of going to jail. He was over the limit, but no drugs were found in his system. The most disturbing incident of the day occurred in Florida when two players were arrested and charged with armed robbery. On Saturday, New York Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seattle Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar turned themselves in at the Miramar police headquarters after a warrant was taken out for their arrest. Baker was hit with four counts of armed robbery with a firearm and four counts of aggravated assault, while Dunbar was accused of four counts of armed robbery with a firearm. The pair were reportedly attending a party at a private residence last Wednesday when they got involved in an argument. Baker allegedly drew a gun and then directed Dunbar to begin taking money and other valuables from those in the residence. The police say that Dunbar collected more than $11,000 in cash, an $18,000 Rolex watch, a $25,000 Hublot watch, and a $17,500 Audemars Piguet watch. Witnesses also told investigators that Baker ordered another person with a gun to shoot one of the partiers. No shots were fired during the incident, however. The NFL has said it is aware of the incidents but has made no other statements on the events. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.